Let's have a chat with Jared McLean. He looks after the Warrnambool stable for Darren Weir. Jared, well done. Congratulations last night with Brave Smash. You got him onto a better track outside the Everest and you knew how good he was going. Well done.
Yeah, thanks very much. Yeah, and big thrill to win another Group 1 with a very good little sprinter.
He positioned well out of the barriers. A couple of the internationals were slow out and it sort of opened up the door for Hugh just to place him beautifully.
Yeah, got in a nice spot. Probably settled a little bit closer than we thought, but yeah, just with the blinkers back on, he was able to take up that nice spot. And when the race was there to be won, Hugh hit the button at the right time and he was too good for them.
He was. We know with you, he doesn't panic or anything, but he was just in the right place. And we had good pace, Invincible Star, Hootson, and Spirit of Valor eventually going forward. And Hugh Bowman found himself three wide, but the horse sort of settled there at around the 600. He just popped in and was in the good spot.
Yeah, that's right. He's pretty good at finding the right spot, Hugh. So hopefully, he mucked up late today.
Yeah. No, well, who knows? I'll talk about today in a moment. Mate, we knew, talking with yourself and Jamie Lovett from Australian Bloodstock, you knew the horse was going well, and the Everest, we know that it was probably just the track that's prevented so many horses on that day. But is there something at Flemington that Darren's been thinking about after last night?
Yeah, he seems really good here this morning, Andrew. He's pulled up well. So he'll progress to the Daly Classic, the Group 1, on the last day of the Carnival, 1,200 up the straight, which he got beat a very narrow margin in the Newmarket. So he's a good straight horse as well. And obviously you take on Red Zell again, but hopefully on our terms this time.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so that's last night, Brave Smash. What about today, the Cox Plate? Humidor and Kings Will Dream, are they both at Warrnambool?
Both at Warrnambool, and yeah, both definitely running. Both in great order. Obviously, Kings Will Dream coming on the back up from an unlucky Caulfield Cup start, and it'll be a good test for him today at Weight for Age and a high pressure race. And yeah, well, Humidor, we all know what he's done last year, and I see no reason why he can't repeat the same performance again.
He's been a bit forgotten. I think they've all been forgotten because of the Winx build up to maybe her fourth Cox Plate today. Is Humidor going equally as good as last year?
I think so, and last year he was off the back of the Caulfield Cup, whereas this year he's sort of solely been set to be peaking Cox Plate, and then obviously, you know, realistically the race he can win is Group 1 over 2,000 metres the last day of the Flemington Carnival, and we're lucky enough to pick up the Memsey on the way through. Last year you've got to remember, you know, he was given a 12 out of 10 ride by Blake Shin. He just, everything went right, and he was able to come off heels at the right time and run as well as he could. And if Damien can replicate that ride this year and we have a little bit of luck, he'll run as well as he did last year.
Understand. What about Kings Will Dream? We know what happened last week in the Caulfield Cup. The horse knuckled badly out of the barriers. You've spent the week at the beaches. Has he appeared to freshen up well?
Yep, he's really good. He's probably come through that run. You know, not that he's got problems or anything. He just can sometimes pull up a little bit stiff and jaded, but he come through that run really well. Lovely and free in his action. He's just had a nice quiet week at the beach. And from the draw, Johnny should be able to, you know, just camp off a good speed and, or not a good speed, but he should be able to camp off the speed and, yeah, give him every chance to be running well.
Yeah, understand. All right, we'll wait and see. Let's hope both of them run well for you. Obviously, very elegant has come out of the last race, but maybe a horse like Cliff's Edge could be a weird horse winning today.
Yeah, he looks really hard to beat, Andrew. From the draw, he rolls forward and he looks the only leader in that race, so he should be able to, you know, dictate terms up front. And, you know, the way the track was racing last night, if the best horse landed in front, they kept running, so... He looks mighty hard to beat in the Crystal
Mall. Okay. And the other one, mate, just while we've got you, formerly out of Sydney, Ring-a-Ding-Ding. I think it's having its second run for you, hesitating, second or third run for you. How's the horse doing?
Yeah, sorry, I can't comment on her. She's been at the Ballarat stable, not down in Warrnambool.
Ballarat, okay. Right on. Yep. No, understand. Mate, anything else from Warrnambool that our listeners should be following?
Well, yeah, looking forward to the Moonee Valley Cup. It looks a really good race. we've got four here from Warrnambool contesting that, and obviously I've got Trent for Fools of my own. So cheering for myself, but really interested to see Toss and Basil get to the 2,500 and obviously to Mooney Valley. You know, just want to see him powering through the line and set himself up for the Melbourne Cup in 10 days' time.
Okay, and Trap for Fools, your own horse, mate. Are you happy with the, you know, just holding form? And we know the horse always seems to run well at Mooney Valley.
Yeah, he does. He likes the track, and it's fair to say he's on test, a bit of a trial today at the trip. He failed at his only attempt at 2,400, but Lindsay Smith said there was excuses on that occasion. So if he gets a nice time in front and can build from 1,000, hopefully he's hard to catch.
Mate, well done last night. You didn't go last night, did you?
No, I didn't. I 5 years ago when I was a bit younger, I would attempt to do both, but no slip shift for me anymore. I'll get the crew in shape here at Warrnambool this morning and head down for a great afternoon's racing, hopefully.
Good luck, mate. Hope they all run well for you.
Okay, thanks very much.
Good on you. Jared McLean joining us there from the Darren Weir Stable.